My name is Sani Abakar Mulki. I'm Kaka's friend. So what happened was that we came out from the house this morning when we are driving to his father's house. So we parked at Itaba roundabout where we are going to buy engine oil for his car. So after he left me inside the car, the sales guy just parked in front of us with a gold Sienna vehicle. Starts interrogating me that what am I doing here, who owns the car. I tell them that he's my friend. So where is he? That I say he went to buy something. Where is my phone? I say he's here with me, my friend's phone. They took my phone with me. They don't want me to explain anything. The sales guy was telling me that I should give him the phone. He collected it and hand over it to the other sales guy in the Sienna. So after that, so my friend was coming out from where he went to buy the engine oil. They now grabbed him and pushed him and threw him inside the Sienna vehicle. So they now just start driving that. They are taking us to their headquarters. Where are you taking? So after we passed the area commands, and then that we should stop there now. What happened that they are taking us to their headquarters. So after the express junction, we passed Total after next two company. So after passing the next corner, they now parked at one junction like that. It's that time they want to start asking us questions. So after we stopped there, the SAS that was driving the Kaka's car was with me. He came out and opened the bonnet of the car. So after he opened the bonnet of the car, I wanted to come out from the car. He was telling me that I should stop. He was threatening me with a gun and everything, that I should sit inside the car. So the next thing, he closed the bonnet. So after he closed the bonnet, in front of me where the Sienna was parking, was driving. So after the car was driving, so I just saw the door of the car open. They now pushed my friend out of a moving vehicle on top of the road. That's when the car that was coming behind us hit him. After hitting him from the other lane, the Kaka jumped from that lane that he was to the other lane. So Anna came out of the car shouting and crying for help, that you should help me and take him to the hospital. So we take him and put him inside his own car, because they don't want to put him inside their own car. We now drive near to a nearby hospital. So the hospital people cannot actually treat him. They asked us that we should take him to the nearby, to the general hospital there in Owode. So after we take him there, the Okada guy that was with me, that was leading us, was at the back of the car with Kaka and me in front of the vehicle with the SAS guy driving Kaka's car. So reaching there, we can't find the Sienna vehicle because he's following us behind. We can't find him in there. They ran away. So after dropping Kaka inside the vehicle, I was shouting emergency. So the hospital staff came out to take Kaka. So we dropped Kaka on the floor. So they now asked us that we should take him along with, that we should come and keep him on top of the emergency bed. After dropping him there, so I was like, where is the SAS guy driving us now? So after I came out from there, I now saw the SAS guy making some calls that, where are the other ones? They should come now. He's in the hospital. So he was moving towards the gate. So I now ran to him. After running to him, I was holding him. He was with a gun with him. We're dragging that. You're not going in. You have to kill me first before, well, you have already killed my friend and all. So that was what happened with Kaka. So I held him on his waist with the gun we're dragging. The hospital staff came out to hold him. So they now asked him that, who are you? And he was explaining to hold him that I should go and report to the nearby police station. So that was when they hold him. I went to call some police officer and the parent of Kaka with our manager. So that was what happened.